things eternal. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever he may bring, when your earthly friends forsake you, still more closely he'll cling. Why don't you hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand? Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. TMC family, won't you hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Build your hopes on things eternal. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God. Hold to God. God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. We need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray. pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And we are loved by you. It's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways, Jesus. Oh, it's a love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. A peace so unexplainable that I can't hardly think, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. Love, your good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And we are loved by you. We bless your name, God. We love you. We glorify you.
Bless your name, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise every day. We love you more today than we did yesterday. Every day you give us reasons, purpose, show us miracles, signs, and wonders of why we worship and adore you. And our very next breath is dependent upon you. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless our founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola. Lord, thank you for the word that you created in them and brought forth, Lord. Thank you for their obedience and their leadership. These are truly women of you, Lord. Continue to strengthen and empower their mind, body, and spirit. Lord, bless the Artist Life family and bless every business owner and entrepreneur. Lord, bless our leadership team and every family represented on this call. We cry out to you, for there is none other greater than you. You are our doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom. You are our advocate, our hope, and our peace. You are a friend to the friendless and a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. Lord, you are indeed the Holy One, the Waymaker, Promise Keeper, Redeemer, Rose of Sharon, Emmanuel, Hosanna in the highest. You are our Lord, our strength, and our very hope for tomorrow. Lord, bless each and every family represented on this call this morning. We may be few in number, but we stand on your word, which tells us where two or more are gathered, there you are in the midst. Well, we are definitely more than two this morning, and we honor you, and we bow before you. We bow before no one else. Lord, we submit ourselves and our life unto you. Continue to give us divine vision, Lord. Continue to give us purpose. Bless the bereaved families. As this recent holiday has passed, everyone did not have a smile on their face. A lot of people are still grieving from loss of COVID, loss of life, loss of just end of life. We all know that our life has an expiration date. So, Lord, bless the families, bless the widows, bless the orphans. The word tells us if you are religious, you will take care of the widows and the orphans. Lord, help us to take care of one another. Bless every brother and sister, mother and child and father, grandparent and great-grandparent on this call. Bless our speaker, Lord, and help keep us to continue on each and every day. Host, are you with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Songbird. Take it away.
Praise God for you, Minister Ruth. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning. Thank you so much for opening us up in a very anointed prayer this morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you in every single thing that you do. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pakola Roberts, we welcome you. We pray that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. Here on the Master's Call with the Master, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we go ahead and start this call off in prayer, and we end this call in prayer. And God has been absolutely moving through this ministry, for we're going now into our 12th year. So we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I heard a few new voices on the line this morning, and so we thank you all for dialing in from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, and for from other countries. We just welcome each and every single one of you here, and we are excited to have you here with us. We just want to let you know that we do have a website for our call. You can go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. If you have a praise report, you have a prayer request, you want to make a comment, maybe you want to be a part of the leadership team, that opportunity is available for you. All you have to do is send an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call. And today is Inspirational Monday, and our speaker and our host for today will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And to dial into that number, you're going to simply dial 667-770-1525 and use the access code 294-617#, and that will be immediately following this call. And you're probably wondering, how did we get together here, all of these different people from different places of the world? Well, we are thankful to God for strategically lining us up with the company called Artist Life. And Artist Life is a phenomenal health and wellness company that has products that are absolutely changing lives all over the world. So we are thankful for the DSD Leon family and Artist Life. And if you don't know anything about it and you want to know more, get back with the person who invited you to this call and they will share with you. At this time, though, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So get your Bibles, get your pens, get your tablets, your journals. I hope that you are mentally, physically, and spiritually prepared to receive what the Lord has to say to us this morning. Our speaker for this morning is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We call her our Mother Eagle. She is known all over the world as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She hails all the way from Prairie View, Texas. I'm not sure if she's back in Prairie View, Texas this morning, but I know she's had the opportunity to visit New Orleans this past week, and also to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. I believe she was near Minister Brenda, or actually had the opportunity to connect with her. Minister Brenda is also a road runner, so she probably drove to New Orleans. But anyway, I'm sure we'll hear about that later. But I love Dr. Vanessa. She is definitely a powerful kingdom builder. She has so much insight, so much knowledge to share. She is a woman who walks in victory. She is definitely anointed and appointed. She's definitely necessary for those who the Lord sends her way. She is definitely efficient and effective. She is saved. She is sanctified. And she is our appointed speaker for this day. And she brings an anointing from God like no other. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for me to bring to the line. And the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I am here. Actually, yes, back home in Prairie View, Texas. And had a beautiful whirlwind Thanksgiving in Slidell, Louisiana. And you're right, our prayer general picked me up and took me over into Mississippi on the Gulf Coast. And travel was just fine. So warmest kingdom greetings to everyone this morning. And want to give a shout out of thanks, as she double duties this morning, our minister Tiffany Lauderdale there out from California, always comes on so bright, full of the sunshine of Christ, and takes us right into the throne room. While it is very early in the morning out there, we love and appreciate you, as well as Minister Ruth there in Atlanta, my old stopping grounds of Georgia. Thank you for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as they came on the line. Want to acknowledge, as I see our co-founder on the board this morning, warmest keening greetings to you, Dr. Pacola Roberts. So glad you are doing better every day, growing stronger every day. And we thank God for his faithfulness in your life and to each and every one of you on the line this morning, name by name, person by person. We are grateful for you being a part of the Master's Call this morning. We have just finished a season where we specifically giving thanks for all God has done. As we enter into a new season, I'm going to talk a lot more about it on the morning motivational call. Yes, I am double dutying it this morning. Do what you got to do. I want to talk briefly and give you some history of Advent. Many of you all here not always understand, especially in Protestant circles, when you hear us say we're entering the Advent season. And literally the meaning of Advent, A-D-V-E-N-T, is the arrival of a notable person or thing. So obviously the notable occasion is the upcoming birth celebration of our Lord and Savior. And so, again, that word Advent means a notable to the arrival of a person or a thing. And this is the first season of the church year, not our Gregorian calendar, but it's the first season of the church year leading up to Christmas and including the four preceding Sundays. So literally yesterday, officially, was the beginning of the Advent season. And Advent Sunday, also called the first Sunday of Advent or first Advent Sunday among the Western Christian churches, is the first day of a liturgical year and the start of the season of Advent. And on the first Sunday of Advent, Christians start lighting their Advent wreaths and praying their Advent daily devotionals. Believers may also erect their Christmas tree or light a Christingle, and that spells C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-G-L-E, as well as engage in other ways of preparing for the birth of Christ to celebrate Christmas, such as setting up Christmas decorations, a custom that is sometimes done liturgically through a hanging of the greens ceremony. And so just briefly, in early days, Advent lasted from November 11th, the Feast of St. Martin, until Christmas Day. Advent was considered a pre-Christmas season of Lent, when Christians devoted themselves to prayer and fasting. And many Christians still view Advent as a season to prepare for the second coming of Christ. So most of us, if you attended a Episcopalian, Catholic, Lutheran, your true, you know, liturgical churches, you've been taught all your life the power and the importance of Advent. And most Protestant, Methodist, Baptist, we're catching up with understanding it is part of the calendar of Christ, that we all want to understand its significance and its importance. And so, again, it lasts from Sunday, November 28th, yesterday, through Friday, December 24th. So Christmas Day is actually on a Saturday this year, but it is the precursor to coming upon the birth and arrival of our Lord and Savior. And as I said, I'll go into a little bit more detail on the morning motivational call. Well, there is truly a fresh word from the Lord this morning. I was going a different way, and the Lord just really dropped something very different, but very familiar in my spirit. I want to just talk briefly this morning with finish with favor. Finish with favor. We are literally, you know, a day or two away from the last month of this year. Many of us have almost felt like we've been in a fog for the last 18, 19 months since the pandemic really rolled in March of 2020. Now we're hearing about another variant, the Omicron variant. I said, look, I learned my Greek alphabet when I pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha. I'm not trying to have us go through a vaccinated run of the whole Greek alphabet, but we know God is in control. None of this catches him by surprise. And what God really wanted me to highlight in your hearts and to focus your faith toward understanding that verse, 1 John 4:4, has to become so real inside of you so that you will make it through the finish line with favor. What's that verse again? Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. So no matter what fiery dart comes at us wrapped in the name of COVID-19 or just the pressures and the pain that many of us have felt from, quote, life, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And make up your mind that we're going to finish with favor. We're going to finish with favor. See, most of us have heard years ago with Bishop T.D. Jakes coined the phrase, favor ain't fair. Favor ain't fair. Well, let's talk about just the definitions of the favor not being fair. It's defined as something done or granted out of goodwill, rather than from justice or from remuneration. Again, something done or granted out of good will rather than receiving the justice or the remuneration that you should have deserved. It's a kind act, task for favor. It's also defined as the support or approval of something or someone. So what is the Hebrew definition of favor? Favor is what way God demonstrates his affection and love for us. The Hebrew word hen, H-E-N, mercy, kindness, graciousness, hesed, H-E-S-E-D, loving kindness, mercy, even the word pity. We often hear the phrase, the favor of God. Used to be in a business with a gentleman that was called Dr. Fogg. And when I first heard that, Dr. Fogg, I'm like, what are you talking about? And this man truly exuded the countenance of Christ, and the favor of God was on his life. And that means that we see in the favor of God in the midst of a cloud, in the midst of a storm, in the midst of trouble and challenges. The favor means God stepping into one situation to make a worthwhile difference. That Hebrew favor means God stepping into one situation to make a worthwhile difference. I love how another definition said, favor is the highway to connect you to your destiny. Isn't that awesome? Favor is the highway to connect us to our destiny. In the Bible, in Genesis 6, that eighth verse in our first book of beginnings, in Genesis, that sixth chapter, the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When you are connected to favor, you're connected to good and grace. So what does divine favor mean in the Bible? Well, let's stay in that same book of beginnings in Genesis. Go to the 18th chapter, I'm not going to read all through it, but it's verses 3 through 24. And it gives an introduction of the divine favor being signaled out by God, giving special treatment. Divine favor being singled out by God for special treatment. It is at his exclusive and unquestionable bidding and pleasure. Daddy God gives us that favor. It means you have somehow found favor with him against all odds. Oh, this morning, finish with favor. Let's complete 2021 wrapped in understanding God is wanting to flow his favor through us if we decide to allow it, receive it, and embrace it. Finish with favor. See, whatever you give time and power to, that's what has the most authority. And too many times we focus on the failures. We focus on falling out, falling short, instead of focusing on the faith of God, which the vehicle he uses is his favor. The word favor appears 145 times throughout the books of the Bible. I think that's a hint that God wants us to understand we are his favored children. And in the midst of this hiccup from hell called this pandemic, it's all about our perspective, whether we'll see it as a poison or a promise of God that his word does still not return void. Again, 145 times. Let me just give you just some of the many times we hear about the favor of God in the Bible. And that fifth division of Psalms, in Psalms 5, that 12th verse says, "For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Speak that over yourself. God, you're covering me with favor. And it becomes that shield. We know what part of the armor is the shield. What? The shield of faith. In that 90th division of Psalms, verse 17, Psalms 90, verse 17 says, "Let the favor of the Lord your God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. You ought to speak that, decree that, affirm that over yourself every day, that the favor of God is establishing the work of our hands, as we are God's hands extended, as we are the ministers in the marketplace. And we all know this Psalms 84:11. You hear it all the time. This 11th verse in Psalms 84 that says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor." And this is the good part, y'all. This is the real good part. "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." See, when you're in that favor, I don't care what the devil says. I don't care about the holy haters. His word promises me no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Oh, and we know that Psalms 30 is another fifth verse that we hear all the time in Psalms 30, verse 5. "For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime." And here we go, here we go. "Weeping may endure for a night." Oh, I already hear y'all, even muted out. "But joy comes in the morning." Oh, yes, favor, favor. What about, let's go to that 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5, 8, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 9, where that 8th verse Paul wrote, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." And let's not stop there. Luke 1:30 We're getting toward, and now we're in that Advent season when we all remember, and the angel said to her, talking about Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found what? Favor with God. Oh, let's go to that next chapter, Luke 2, verse 52. This was power drilled into me when I was in seminary working on my master's in Christian ed. The head of the department taught us, educated us to understand, speak and to decree it over yourselves. And I am so humbled when I hear people introduce me or say something about me and say, man, you walk in the wisdom of God and how you carry yourself. And I say, ding, 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 keep asking for it, God. I'll keep asking for it. Because that 52nd verse in Luke 2 says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Every day speak over yourself that I increase in stature and in favor with you, Daddy God, and also with man. Oh, we all know that Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And one of the last ones I love, Proverbs 8:35, includes all of us, that eighth chapter in that book of wisdom, the 35th verse says, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. So what does it mean in closing to grow in favor with God? Well, growing in favor with God and others means living in a right relationship with God, Jehovah Tiskanu. Guard that right relationship with God. Don't let sin and neglect get in between your precious sacred time and building your relationship with God. Talk to God first, even before you talk to your spouse or trusted loved one. Remember, God is that all-wise, all-knowing God. We need a heavenly perspective first, and not a fleshly one. Loved ones need to always advise and give you their best, but if it is not always from a correct or accurate perspective, it can be blinded love. But the Holy Ghost, Daddy God, is going to always speak that truth in love. See, when we find favor from God, Moses had the favor of God against Pharaoh. Moses and Noah had the favor of God to be saved from the flood. Ruth, come on, she had the favor of God with Boaz. She didn't get broke ass or poor ass, but the wealth and included in the lineage of Jesus was hers by being married to Boaz with her favor from God. Yeah, I said it. Paul had the favor of God to be his scribe for over two-thirds of the New Testament, hearing God's word and was straight off the Holy Ghost press. In 2021, favor found me. That's what we should confess. That Psalms 23 says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Favor, even with a mask on, found me. Favor, even having to socially distance with technology, using the Zoom calls, these conference calls. Favor found me. Favor in our wilderness will find us when we've been separated from family and friends. Favor in the midst of our personal fights. Favor found us and gives us sweet fellowship all today. As we start this Advent season, finish with favor. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Glory, 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 glory. I told you guys she was coming with it. So I hope you received the word. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction before we go ahead and end this call. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Oh, my gosh, what an awesome time with you this morning. We thank you, God, for your favor. We thank you for new grace and for new mercies on this day, God. We thank you that we woke up equipped with every single thing that we need to walk into your victory, oh, God, that you have for us in this day. And so we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to fill Dr. Vanessa up with every single thing that she needs, God. Nothing missing, nothing broken in the the name of Jesus, God, and for every person under the sound of my voice, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in their lives, Father. And we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we say, amen, amen, and amen. So thank you all for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. We thank God for each and every single one of you. Remember, we will be headed over to the morning motivational call. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. Use the access code 294-617-pound. And then to go back to listen to the replay for this call, of course, you're going to dial 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 957-677-pound. And then you can go to the website, www.themasterscall.net. It has been a marvelous Monday here on the Master's Call. Again, thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating us and greeting us this morning. It has been a privilege and a pleasure for me to greet each one of you as your host and also as your psalmist. And again, thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for that powerful on-time word. And I decree and declare that the favor of God saturates us as we finish 2021 strong. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa, for the benediction for this day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, as always, for all that you do. I loved watching our son, Kalon, celebrate his birthday with family. I saw that on the footage, so give him a big hug from all of us. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you that we have found favor with you, that we embrace your favor, we fall with your favor, we stay focused to know that in the midst of all that's going on around us, we're cloaked in your favor. So as we leave this call but never leave your presence, let us keep our mind stayed on you, that with favor we walk by faith, with favor we will finish our fight, with favor we will reach the final prize of fulfilling purpose and destiny in you. And throughout this Advent season, we'll remember the reason for the season is to celebrate you, and we will, with all that we do and say, give you and you alone, Father God, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Invite you all to continue to join us worshiping God on the morning motivational call starting in about 3 to 4 minutes. Be blessed. Have a great day. Bye-bye.